Well, for an event that was just organized in 90 days, this was a terrific attendance. We really were able to meet our financial goals in that regard and really lay a base for the future. So that was really what was important to us.
Did you come up with any kind of comparison to last year as far as the crowd size? Was it obviously smaller by some amount? Could you quantify that in any way?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly know what our books show. You know, it's not a very useful comparison, and it certainly wasn't our metric. You know, you're talking about a group that had 18 months to promote an event versus a group that rescued the event with 90 days to go. So really comparing one to another is not really a very useful comparison. For us, the metrics were, could we run this as a proper business? Could we give the fans that came a great experience? Could we keep downtown Baltimore open for business? And I think in all of those, we certainly improved or exceeded everybody's expectations.
Did WBAL-TV website is saying the attendance was lower by about 30%. Was that an accurate count, an accurate figure?
Well, we don't really discuss our internal books, and I don't think it's a terribly useful comparison. You know, I think what our focus has to be is, can we build this for the future? Can we make this a great event for downtown Baltimore? And I'm not trying to be evasive. I mean, really, honestly, we were very pleased with the attendance. Certainly, it was over 100,000 people for the weekend. That was an important sort of goal line for us. And I think, really, we've set the stage for this event to go forward successfully for the future.
Were you... Were you planning to change any approaches for the next round, next year, in terms of your experience from this time?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think marked our approach to this was listening to the community. And we did an exit interview with thousands, literally thousands of spectators. So we have a great deal of information that we're compiling right now. We certainly made good notes. I mean, just these events are about paying attention to detail. So little things like making sure that, you know, the golf carts that we require to move stuff around aren't mixing with the public. That's certainly something we noted. Making sure that we had enough people to clean up yesterday was you know, a struggle for us. And we got some extra people later in the day, and we've made sure that the area here in Camden and Howard Streets are clean. And, you know, those are the little details of what can we do to make the experience better, what can we do to straighten our fence lines to make sure that people can get around better. You know, we've looked at very closely at the way we've aligned fence lines, for instance, on Pratt Street, and we know some things we can do better next year. So, you know, these are the details that we're paying attention to make sure that people have a better experience, not just at the race itself, but also in the build-up to it.
I don't know if there would possibly be any way to, and I think possibly it was done this year, that the traffic problems were not quite as bad as last year. There was the virtual gridlock the day of the before the beginning of the race, and of course it was still. There was still a lot of traffic last week and so forth, but was any thought given to looking at ways to improve that whole picture?
Well, I think when you compare 2011 to 2012, this is an area where we really, really made great improvements. That being said, you know, traffic is important to this city. This is the lifeblood of the city. Really, the areas that we saw that we need to pay particular attention to are the west side of the downtown area, you know, the whole MLK corridor coming into the city. That's an important area that we did, in fact, note. The traffic management system in this city is actually very sophisticated. We spent a great deal of time Thursday morning and Friday morning sitting with the DOT and with the police department, watching the way traffic was managed, and we have a number of ideas of how we can improve. We're going to be sitting down over the next couple of months formalizing those ideas, but really that's an area that we are very serious about.